You're listening to Naked Astronomy with me, Greer Jackson. On this edition of the podcast, we're on a mission to Mars. So far, it sounds like a pretty terrifying prospect for the astronauts. Vision loss, bone loss, muscle loss, to mention a few. Say we do find a way to overcome these issues, though, and we land on the surface of the red planet with bones intact. We then have a series of other threats to worry about, because it's not a particularly hospitable place. Stephen Petranek again.
On Earth, you need food, shelter, clothing, and water to survive. On Mars, you need food, shelter, clothing, and water, and oxygen. So the only thing that's really missing on Mars, basically, is oxygen. You have some other problems, like you have significant radiation on Mars, so you have to shield yourself from it. You have to shield yourself from solar radiation. You get a terrible sunburn in about 5 minutes on Mars. You have to shield yourself from solar radiation. That's a simple problem of just having walls that are thick enough or staying out of the sun, building your environment underground, building your environment in a lava cave, building your environment on the side of a crater wall where the sun doesn't shine on you. You have another significant problem, which is cosmic rays. These are very highly charged particles, and by that we mean they're moving with a lot of energy at a high rate of speed. So you've got protons and neutrons and electrons, basically stripped out atoms, and we don't even know where these things come from for sure, but they're consistent in the universe, and that everywhere you go, we've got them, and they're a big problem because when they pass through your body, they're causing a lot of damage. So you have to be shielded from them. It takes a lot of shielding. 6 feet of solid steel is probably not enough. You don't have a magnetosphere on Mars like you do on Earth that protects you from cosmic rays. Your atmosphere on Mars is 1/100th as thick as Earth's, so you don't have an atmospheric blanket. So you have to build in your own protection on Mars from radiation. That is a physical problem that is solved by simply having walls of your environment thick enough. Not a big problem. Big problem is breathing. You can't breathe the CO2 on Mars. So we have to create our own oxygen. So NASA has invented, actually a guy at MIT named Dr. Michael Hecht invented this machine called MOXIE, M-O-X-I-E. That's an acronym, which I can never remember what it stands for. But it's basically a reverse fuel cell that strips carbon out of the CO2 in the Martian atmosphere and leaves you with pure oxygen. Now, that design, MOXIE, that little box, is designed to be enlarged and upscaled by a factor of 100. So NASA's intentions were to use it to make rocket fuel, because you need oxygen for it to oxidize rocket fuel, on Mars for a return trip from Mars. So NASA had plans to send a large version of MOXIE to Mars with storage tanks, let it sit there for 2 years before humans came, and make a lot of oxygen for rocket fuel. Well, turns out that works very nicely to allow us, give us something to breathe. And that solves the biggest problem on Mars. The next biggest problem is you need a lot of water. There's a lot of frozen water on Mars, tons of it. There may be unfrozen water not too far below the surface of the planet that we will be able to drill and access. But water is not a problem. Unfreezing it and getting enough energy to unfreeze it is a little bit of a problem. But basically, these are not high-tech problems. These are low-tech problems.
So you're confident then?
Very confident.